This is the Life Songs blogcast. Hey, I'm JoJo, and this is my blog, Legos for Days. It's interesting how, as we age, our likes and dislikes change. Kind of like how our style changes over the years. When I was in my early 20s, my style was a little more rock and roll. I had short, sassy hair and wore guitar pick earrings. I must note, I had only played the guitar for maybe 2 days, but I felt worthy to sport those bad boys. Now my style is a little more hip-hop meets bohemian with a little JoJo flair, of course. As a kid, your likes in TV show characters change more frequently than parents can keep up with. When my son was about one, he loved Mickey Mouse. Then he grew to love Buzz Lightyear from Toy Story. Then it was Superman and Batman. And now he is loving Star Wars. But going beyond the typical Star Wars themed bedspread, pillow, backpack, and coloring books, he has a huge collection of Legos. And not just Star Wars Legos, but all kinds of Legos. My house is pretty much overrun by Legos. They find their way on my kitchen and coffee table, my son's room, everywhere in between, and even in my car. And I'm not talking about the big Legos that children first start building with. I'm talking about the tiny microscopic ones that if you step on, you might be limping for the rest of the day. My son is very good at putting Legos together. For Christmas, he received many sets of Legos, and he has put them all together, taken them apart, then put them back together again. He even got a set that has over 1,000 pieces that he and my husband put together in about a week. My son is very proud of it, and he will tell you the exact number of pieces it has. It is Kylo Ren's command shuttle, and it's one of the ones my son has kept put together. And if you don't know already, Kylo Ren is a character on the Star Wars movie, The Force Awakens. As a mom with a son who loves Legos, it truly amazes me how he can look at the instructions by himself, he's only six, and put them together. He looks at the pictures and figures out which pieces go where. When he asks me for help, most of the time he is the one who figures it out. What also amazes me is that when he finishes putting a set together, he will take it apart and make something completely creative with it. He has a vision of what these pieces should become. I just so happened to stumble upon a video on Facebook from a pastor who I watch frequently. His name is Stephen Furtick. I am currently also reading an amazing book by him called Unqualified. The video I was listening to was talking about Legos. I was like, where will he go with this? Let's just say now I have a new appreciation for Legos. Watch the video down below.